Well, Lee, you and I were talking about Kamala Harris. You know, being a Democrat means never having to have an economic plan.
Yeah.
They gave that whole speech yesterday, that whole rally, whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Never once said the word inflation or border.
Well, of course.
Never said the word inflation or border, as if it didn't exist.
Well, the border doesn't exist for Democrats.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And even crazier than that, Fox News pointed this out this morning. Okay. Yeah. And I remember, I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years. Okay. You had to have an economic plan.
Yeah.
If you were running for Congress,
right.
If you were running for the Senate, if you were running for president, if you didn't have one, your opponent would bash you if it wasn't good enough, if there weren't enough details. You don't have to have an economic plan now.
And it was usually on your website in the primary. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Kamala didn't go through the primary process.
Right.
The economy is, of course, the number one issue on the minds of Americans. And amazingly, if you go on Kamala Harris's campaign website, she still does not have an economic plan posted for people who may be interested in her to see.
Fox News.
Yeah.
Never said the word inflation. No economic plan of any kind on her campaign website. Should she correct that, we'll be on top of it. They're just ignoring it. You know why? This is like the midterms. You want to know what I'll tell you what the economic plan is. It's very simple. I know exactly what it is. It's an IQ test. If you're stupid enough to vote for them again, they're going to do what they did last time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what was that? Print. At least $2 trillion in 4 months. Never been done in human history before. Larry Summers, Democrat, former Treasury Secretary, begged them not to do it. He did it. They did it. Biden did it. Kamala was the tie-breaking vote for it. And we got 9% inflation.
Print, spend, tax, and then blame Trump.
Look, in January and February of 2020, and I know you remember this, I predicted that inflation.
Yeah.
I predicted it, and I said, if they win, or because they won, I said, they're going to come in and do what they've done since the time of Marx. It's always the same thing if you look at what they do after coups. They always do the same thing. In the olden days, they had to smash the windows and steal everything out of the coffers, right? They loot. And I said, today, they can do it with the printing press. They're going to loot. That's what always comes after a coup with these people. It never changes. And the coup was the absentee ballots in the swing states. And sure enough, that's what they did. They looted almost immediately, despite Larry Summers begging them not to. They will loot again. If they win, if there was a sweep, presidency, House, and Senate, you're going to see another massive multi-trillion dollar borrowing and printing binge. What was so amazing about that American Rescue Plan that we've never seen before, there was no real money in it. There was no allocation from the Treasury, no tax dollars passed through. It was all spending and borrowing. All of it. And that is what was so different about it, that Larry Summers freaked and then the media blacked him out and he was so desperate to stop them. Lee, remember, he was going overseas and doing interviews with The Guardian and the UK Daily Mail, like any economist, anybody who would listen to him, to beg them not to print. And they did it anyway. So what you're going to see is mass looting. Mass looting, the way that they do, not much different than the BLM riots that Tim Walz encouraged in Minnesota, except they will do it with shiny shoes, suits, and a printing press.
And Kamala won't have to bail him out of jail.
No. And that is the one downside that I can think. This is a terrible ticket. This is the worst ticket I've ever seen in my life in terms of weakness. It's so bad. But there's a kind of weird thing with that for the Democrats. If they can manage to get this ticket elected, if they can beat us with this, the conclusion they will draw is they could do whatever they want. And you're going to see them go wild. I mean, like, you know how we're finding out Tulsi Gabbard is on the terror watch list?
Right.
The TSA's terror watch list. But actual terrorists aren't. They're allowed to fly.
Right.
As NBC News reported, not me.
No.
That was NBC News. We let a terrorist through and we put him on a plane. That's going to begin to be, I mean, regular Americans like me and you, we have wrong think we won't be able to fly. I mean, it's going to get wild in this country. It because they will have no fear anymore. We have to beat this team because it is so weak. And we have to beat it decisively to show that this has been repudiated. But that is the economic plan. If you're dumb enough to vote for us, we will print more money. And remember in 2022, I said, look, Republicans were supposed to win the Senate. We lost it to the Democrats. And we had 9% inflation. We'd just come off of that. And this was an IQ test. If Americans couldn't figure it out, then the Democrats would learn they could do it again. And they did. So this is the economic plan right now. We're going to enrich all our plans by printing you into oblivion. Good luck affording your groceries. We don't care if you're stupid enough to vote for us, because what they will take away from that is they haven't figured out why they're poor. And that's the economic plan. I just explained it.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out why they're poor, because inflation is a tax. That's what it is. It's a tax you pay when you check out at the grocery store.
And which economic group does it hurt the worst?
The poor.
Exactly.
Poor minorities, yeah. especially right. Women and
the
single women.
The people who can
children.
Least afford it. Yeah.
The ones who vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah. And that's because they'll hear about this program or that program. They don't know where they pay. Yeah. They think somebody else pays.
Right.
And no, not with inflation, not with printing. It doesn't work like that. J.D. Vance, who I'm, coming to admire his rhetorical skills more and more every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video of him taking the media to task on the plane? He just turns around, goes off on them. Kamala is missing. She has not spoken to you for 17 days and you're pretending not to notice.
Yeah.
Again, I can't get over this, Lee. This is the honeymoon period. Every presidential candidate has done interviews, has done press avails. Especially for Democrat, they want the attention if you're a Democrat, because it's going to be positive press. This is when you bump your numbers up as high as you can get them to go, right? You bank some poll points. If you can't deal with the media during the honeymoon,
Yeah. Here's
J.D. Vance taking the press to task for letting Kamala off the hook without having to ask any questions. And when you got the position you have as the party's nominee in what essentially is a coup, right? You've never won a vote.
Nope.
And you don't even speak to your constituents. You don't deign to speak to the media. You think you're royalty.
I think that you guys have got to do a better job at actually forcing Kamala Harris to answer questions. This is a person who's been the presumptive Democrat nominee for 16 days. She hasn't taken a single real question from a reporter. The American people deserve to get to know the people who want to lead them. And I think it's shameful for Kamala Harris, but increasingly for the media, that she's taking a basement strategy of running from reporters instead of getting in front of them, answering tough questions about her record, and letting the American people know who she is.
He went off on him. He's like, you're not doing your job.
Nailed it. Yeah. Well, he's right.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump and J.D. Vance just decided not to ever speak to the media again?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, that this would never be allowed from a Republican ticket. The reporters would literally be stalking them to put themselves in a position where they could ask them questions if they had been avoiding the media like the Harris campaign has.
And the Harris campaign the media isn't even pointing this out. They're just running this prepackaged garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how Kamala's endorsement by the Obamas was announced with a prepackaged video.
Right.
Look at how Kamala's choice of Tim Walz was announced. That used to be a press conference. No, it's a prepackaged, very fake video. You could tell they did multiple clips. I said this yesterday. This is back during feudal times. If you were a peasant, this is how you would be dictated to. You saw the king when the king felt like talking to you. If the king didn't feel like talking to you for years at a time, you didn't see the king.
No.
But the king told you how to live. Governed every part of your life and never explained or justified any of it. It's like royalty. Again, this is a thing we've never seen before. We've never seen this in it. I mean, look, I was just looking at the TV right now. The other flip side of this coin, Karine Jean-Pierre, cringe, the spokesperson for the White House, out there trying to explain, where's Joe Biden? We seem to almost be on the brink of a war with Iran.
Yeah.
Where is he? And her attitude's like, well, why, you don't need to hear from him. We've put him out there. Well, where? Well, he walked by on the way to the helicopter. You saw him, right? He's still alive.
He shuffled to the chopper.
We were very proud of him. He was wearing his big boy pants and big boy shoes, and he did not fall. Anyway, does he know about Iran? Who knows? Who's the president? Don't know. Who's running the country? Don't know. You're not supposed to ask those questions.
He's tougher with Bibi Netanyahu than he is with Iran, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is tough on Bibi Netanyahu, but nobody else, pretty much. All right, coming up on the show, Democrats truly believe that we, you, me, not them personally, but us, Americans can coexist with actual terrorist illegal immigrants. Like terrorists from the terror watch list, like the most dangerous people on earth. They can move them into your neighborhood. You see them at your PTA meeting, everything will be fine. They believe this. They believe their fellow travelers and freedom fighters who we should welcome to America. Got the latest proof of that. It's going to blow your mind. Coming up on the show. Folks, defeating these people is a matter of physical survival at this point, given what they're doing with the Taliban and with the terrorists. I'll tell you what that is coming up. We'll have more details coming up on this pathetic choice for Veep. Folks, you know what happened here? I'll just bottom line it for you. I did my Battleground America podcast on it if you want more details. No one else wanted to run with her. He's tier three candidate, tier two, tier three candidate. That's why I haven't heard of him before. He was never discussed as running nationally because it wasn't believed that he had a legitimate shot to do so. He's weak. He's the only one who would take her up on invitation. And I ran through each candidate and how they subtly dropped out. Why? Because they've seen the internal polling. They don't want to be associated with this woman. And I saw Waltz yesterday. I just saw, you know, it flashed on the screen. I didn't even have audio. As, hey, this is her choice. And I went, oh my gosh, the internal polling is even worse than I thought. That was my immediate reaction. I was like, wow, that's bad. I'll get more into that in a minute. Or you can listen to the Battleground podcast where I break it down. You can always get that by texting, by the way, my name, T-A-R-A, to the text line 71307 or text Battleground to the line. All right, I got to jump on this real quick because we can't let this pass. Democrats, I am not kidding you, have come to believe that we can coexist, just like the bumper sticker, with actual terrorists. As in, illegal immigrants on the terror watch list. They believe this so strongly that when they have caught them, they let them go on purpose. In fact, they deliberately moved them into America's communities. That was yesterday's shock headline. Take a listen.
But yesterday we learned for the very first time that 99 illegal immigrants on that terror watch list were released into the country. What possible explanation from the Department of Homeland Security could there be for releasing these people into our country?
Can we at least draw the line on terrorists, folks nope. who are on a watch list, who want to help to destroy our country internally, possibly through terrorist attacks or other things? Is it at least possible we can get Democrats and those who believe open borders seem to be a good thing to at least agree that that's not a good thing? I don't know. This is very concerning, and especially somebody who's dealt a lot in the border. This shows what an open border policy is. It makes every person in the continental United States unsafe.
Yeah, it's deliberate. Now they think they're marching with them in the streets, man. Hamas is down for the struggle. They're good guys. Like I saw them. They were wearing kafayas and they're marching next to me. They seem like good guys. Except it was a terrorist from the terror watch list on Iran who's internationally wanted by Interpol. But I mean, I'm sure he's great, right? He was probably just oppressed by the patriarchy. Folks, they believe this. And then yesterday, we learned something else. The amount of money they accidentally gave over 2 years, accidentally, to the Taliban. Who are the Taliban? The Taliban are the people we fought in Afghanistan for over 20 years. And almost 3,000 members of our military died fighting them, 20,000 permanently injured. Fighting the Taliban. Not anymore. Here's Carly Shimkus, $4 billion of your tax dollars for the Taliban. Remember that next time you struggle to afford groceries.
A government watchdog group found that a UN and other organizations have helped funnel $3.8 billion U.S. dollars to the country, millions of that winding up in the hands of the Taliban. So that money propping up a regime that American soldiers fought for decades. What do you think about that?
$3.8 billion sounds about right. That's going to them. I've confirmed personally from a CIA targeter who said 20 years in the CIA and currently a DOD R&D national security analyst that $43 to $87 million a week is going to the Taliban. About half of that is cash. So about half of that is going to humanitarian aid. The other half is going in cash for counterterrorism, as ironic as that may sound. That money, that cash goes, that your taxpayer dollar cash goes to a couple of places. It goes to the Taliban prime minister's office and residence, to the deputy prime minister's residence, to the supreme leader's residence, to the minister of interior, where fake passports are being made for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Taliban. It goes to the Taliban's GDI, which is holding three American prisoners, by the way. It goes to the residence of Akhani, to the military commissioner, to the safe house where the Bin Ladens are, plotting an attack for the United States. All these individuals, by the way, who are given cash by our White House, millions of dollars every week, all of them are sanctioned by the United States government. All of them are listed as designated terrorists, and several of them are on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. So that's not only insane, but it's actually illegal. And the White House does not have an exemption to give cash to terrorists who are sanctioned by the United States government. It's completely illegal.
That's Chad Robichaud on Fox News this morning. Between $40 and $80 million a week to prop up the regime where little girls are forced to marry grown men. He, by the way, is a former Force Recon Marine with the Department of Defense. He's contracted with 8 deployments to Afghanistan, part of the Joint Special Operations Command Task Force. That's how he knows how much money the Biden regime is illegally sending your tax dollars to the Taliban to prop them up. As I told you, the week after Joe Biden deliberately collapsed Afghanistan so it would fall to the Taliban, it was not an accident. It was not incompetence. He did it on purpose. I told you the Taliban would not have money and that Washington would find a way, by Washington, I mean the Biden administration, to get them that money so they could stay in power. I guess it's a reward for killing so many Americans. I don't know. Now, listen to this. Chad Robichaud, by the way, he's with the Mighty Oaks Foundation now. So he is still working to get Americans out of Afghanistan, left behind by Joe Biden.
Even more disturbing to me and to every American, some of this money is being used for what's called a martyrs fund.
We're
actually paying the families of Taliban that we killed over 20 years up to $1,000 per month in a house as restitution for those we killed.
And if you care anything, I mean, it's outrageous. It's infuriating. If you care anything about women's rights as well, you should be outraged by this also. Chad, thank you so much for shining a light on this. It is very important.
Yeah, so we're paying into the martyrs fund. You pay them, prop them up, so they can, you know, get back on their feet and come here and kill us. Because that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, you show up, you're on the terror watch list, you turn yourself into the Department of Homeland Security. Sometimes they put you on a plane. We've documented that from NBC News. Other times they just let you go. Man, I don't know. Might be better to stay behind in Afghanistan since we're paying them all that money. Again, you just heard that. These are known and wanted terrorists. It is illegal for the Biden administration to be paying them, but they are. With your money. This VP pick, y'all, one word. Sad. It's sad. Not for us, for them. This was an act of desperation. You ever heard the name Tim Walz before? Do you know that guy? No? I bet you know Gretchen Whitmer. I bet you know Gavin Newsom. Roy Cooper? Yeah, that's the Democrat aid team. None of them wanted anything to do with Kamala Harris. And they all hilariously bowed out. Andy Beshears? You've never heard Tim Walz's name because nobody considered him a national candidate or even a potential national candidate or even anybody the Democrats would ever want to run for president. In fact, this is the only way he will ever get anywhere near a national campaign. He's unattractive. He has no gravitas. He offers nothing to the ticket. And he's the only one. He is the only one she could get. That's what happened. I knew it as soon as I saw him. The guy, I'm going to be generous and say he's a second tier candidate, but really he's a third tier candidate, but we'll go with second tier. We'll pretend, along with the mainstream media, that this is a good pick. He's the only person with the stature to do this, i.e. on his resume, he's been a governor, who would agree to this. And the only reason he agreed to it, he's not getting anywhere near it any other way. Think about this for a minute if you were a Democrat. Okay? You're a promising Democrat. You're a Democrat. You're like Roy Cooper, okay? You're a Democrat who won a swing state, North Carolina, up north. Do you want to run with her? A woman who's never gotten a vote nationally, ever, not one? Had to drop out of the primary, couldn't get the black vote. Had to drop out of the primary before a single vote was cast. She was so unpopular. Less than 3%. She polled less than 3% in the primary. And the margin of error was between 2% and 3%. You want to run with that? No, you don't. You don't want to run with that. They've all seen the internal polling. If it was what they are telling us it is, then Cooper would have run, Whitmer would have run with her, any of those. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. Cooper's excuse is the most hilarious. He's, again, the governor of North Carolina, said he wanted to finish his term because, you know, if he steps down, that radical Mark Robinson, who's running for governor, he's lieutenant governor right now, well, he would step up to governor, and I can't have that, he says. Oh, well, for how long? 4 months. There's only 4 months left in your term? Yeah, I got to finish it. Otherwise, I'd love to be vice president, but I got to finish my term. 4 months? He dropped out 2 weeks ago. Why? He didn't even want to be associated with her. This is weak, weak, weak. She picked him because she couldn't get anyone else. They needed somebody normal. You know how they keep using the new term normal and weird? They know she's weird. They know she's not normal. They know that. Their polling tells them that. They know they are perceived as weird, especially coming off that Olympics with that bizarre opening ceremony that reminded people of how weird the left is. They needed someone they could say, hey, he's a good old boy from the Midwest. By the way, did you see the video of him? It was very fake and very staged, accepting the VP nomination from her. They have him wearing a hunting cap. He looks like he's just come in from skinning a deer, hanging out in a blind or something. It's so fake. It's so fake. But Tim Walz is weak. No, look, there is no way a Barack Obama or anyone of that stature would ever pick this guy. And it shows you what their internal polling looks like, folks. And never forget this, okay? New York Post. Kamala is not supposed to be their nominee right now. Remember what the New York Post reported. Obama and Pelosi and all of them, they pushed Joe out, right? But what did Joe do that made Obama furious? New York Post reported. They didn't anticipate it. To screw them over, he nominated her on the way out by endorsing her. He said, no, it's got to be Kamala. It's got to be her. Sorry, bye. And they couldn't dislodge her. They got stuck with her. The New York Post reported they intended to go with Mark Kelly. He was going to get Obama's endorsement. He was going to win the Blitz primary. They had it all set. And folks, that would have terrified me. I think he could have beat us. Nobody knows who he is. They could have injected a record onto him. Something they could use. And he was supposed to be the nominee. They got stuck with her. Within 24 hours, she went and locked up all the delegates' votes. Even Black Lives Matter tried to stop her. They came out specifically against her. Got almost no attention. I made a big deal out of it because it was a big deal. Do you want to run with that if you're a tier one candidate in the Democrat Party? You've got a great future. Donald Trump should be gone in 4 years. Gavin Newsom, who normally won't go away, he's like a fly on a pile of dung. Where has he been for weeks? You seen him? AWOL. He doesn't even want his name thrown in there. What about Andy Beshears, one of their bright lights? I mean, this is a Democratic win Kentucky. He's the governor. Young, attractive, everything that Tim Walz isn't. Where's Beshear? I was like, yesterday I was sitting here, I was like, you know, I don't know where Beshear is. That's weird. And I went, look, he quietly dropped out 2 weeks ago. He's busy. What about Gret? Because he could have really helped her in the Midwest because he's normal. What about Gretchen, or it appears to be. What about Gretchen Whitmer? Wow, they really needed her. White woman, attractive, manages to win in Michigan right now. Where's she? Oh, she says she has to finish her term. She's kind of busy. Weird, because she wasn't kind of busy a couple weeks ago when she sent teams to begin lobbying delegates on her behalf when they thought there was going to be a blitz primary. Sure wasn't interested in finishing your term then. Just now, though. Now, sorry, bowing out, gotta go. I'm with Roy over here. Mark Kelly? Poof. Have you noticed he disappeared as soon as Biden endorsed Kamala? Yeah, I would too. He's got a good political resume. He's an astronaut, right? I mean, we know he's just another Marxist, but the American people don't. He's tier one. He's gone. Just bye-bye. They all ran. And folks, they know, they've Oppo researched Tim Walz. They know he's a disaster. They do. She had to go with him anyway, even though his video clips and her video clips are awful. Because she couldn't get anybody else. I mean, at this, if you don't get Tim Walz, you're going to have to start dipping into, hey, I'm going to pick a mayor. Take a listen. This is that. If you want 10 seconds on who Tim Walz is, this does it.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
That's it. All Donald Trump has to do is stick to the teleprompter, play that. That's all we got to do. And that doesn't, I mean, the rest of his record. Here's Tim, you know what? You only need 7 seconds on immigration. What do you think about the wall, Tim?
He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory.
Cool, we're done. They Oppo researched all this. This is a disaster. But in the end, they couldn't get anyone else. Folks, do you know how bad this guy is? This guy, do you remember how Bernie Sanders honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union? Because he's a communist. They like to make pilgrimages there to fantasize about what it would be like to have total power. Listen to this. Tim Walz traveled to communist China every year from 1996 until at least 2003 after receiving a special work visa from the Chinese government. And he later, God, just like Bernie Sanders, later honeymooned in China, continuing his infatuation with the communist dictatorship. Folks, the choice is obvious and simple. Burn America to the ground or turn it around. That's what Tim Walz represents.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
And his wife is nuts. This is her on Criminals. You deserve a new chance every single day. Look, we all get mad sometimes. Sometimes you just want to hit other people over the head and you got to get it out. But tomorrow is a new day. And you can always start afresh and try really hard not to commit crime. But she got those crazy eyes. This woman, oh my gosh. This is a woman who opened the windows so she could smell the tires burning during the BLM riots. And you know what the burning smell was? Other people's businesses, 1,500 of them, burnt, looted, and destroyed. $500 million worth of damage. And she opened the window because she liked the smell.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
If you're a criminal, here's how many chances you should get to not burn down 1,500 or more buildings. According to Gwen Walz, this VP pick, y'all, one word, sad. It's sad. Not for us, for them. This was an act of desperation. You ever heard the name Tim Walz before? Do you know the guy? No? I bet you know Gretchen Whitmer. I bet you know Gavin Newsom. Roy Cooper? Yeah, that's the Democrat A team. None of them wanted anything to do with Kamala Harris. And they all hilariously bowed out. Andy Beshears. You've never heard Tim Walz's name because nobody considered him a national candidate or even a potential national candidate or even anybody the Democrats would ever want to run for president. In fact, this is the only way he will ever get anywhere near a national campaign. He's unattractive. He has no gravitas. He offers nothing to the ticket. And he's the only one. He is the only one she could get. That's what happened. I knew it as soon as I saw him. The guy, I'm going to be generous and say he's a second tier candidate, but really he's a third tier candidate, but we'll go with second tier. We'll pretend, along with the mainstream media, that this is a good pick. He's the only person with the stature to do this, i.e., on his resume, he's been a governor, who would agree to this. And the only reason he agreed to it, he's not getting anywhere near it any other way. Think about this for a minute if you were a Democrat. Okay. You're a promising Democrat. You're a Democrat. You're like Roy Cooper. Okay. You're a Democrat who won a swing state, North Carolina, up north. Do you want to run with her? A woman who's never gotten a vote nationally ever, not one. Had to drop out of the primary, couldn't get the black vote. Had to drop out of the primary before a single vote was cast. She was so unpopular. Less than 3%. She polled less than 3% in the primary. And the margin of error was between 2 and 3%. You want to run with that? No, you don't. You don't want to run with that. They've all seen the internal polling. If it was what they are telling us it is, then Cooper would have run, Whitmer would have run with her, any of those. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. Cooper's excuse is the most hilarious. He's, again, the governor of North Carolina, said he wanted to finish his term because, you know, if he steps down, that radical Mark Robinson, who's running for governor, he's lieutenant governor right now. Well, he would step up to governor and I can't have that. He says, oh, well, for how long? 4 months. There's only 4 months left in your term. Yeah, I got to finish it. Otherwise, I'd love to be vice president, but I got to finish my term. 4 months. He dropped out 2 weeks ago. Why? He didn't even want to be associated with her. This is weak, weak, weak. She picked him because she couldn't get anyone else. They needed somebody normal. You know how they keep using the new term normal and weird? They know she's weird. They know she's not normal. They know that. Their polling tells them that. They know they are perceived as weird, especially coming off that Olympics with that bizarre opening ceremony that reminded people of how weird the left is. They needed someone they could say, hey, he's a good old boy from the Midwest. By the way, did you see the video of him? It was very fake and very staged, accepting the VP nomination from her. They have him wearing a hunting cap. He looks like he's just come in from skinning a deer, hanging out in a blind or something. It's so fake. It's so fake. But Tim Walz is weak. Look, there is no way a Barack Obama or anyone of that stature would ever pick this guy. And it shows you what their internal polling looks like, folks. And never forget this, okay? New York Post. Kamala is not supposed to be their nominee right now. Remember what the New York Post reported. Obama and Pelosi and all of them, they pushed Joe out, right? But what did Joe do that made Obama furious? New York Post reported. They didn't anticipate it. To screw them over, he nominated her on the way out by endorsing her. He said, no, it's got to be Kamala. It's got to be her. Sorry, bye. And they couldn't dislodge her. They got stuck with her. The New York Post reported they intended to go with Mark Kelly. He was going to get Obama's endorsement. He was going to win the Blitz primary. They had it all set. Folks, that would have terrified me. I think he could have beat us. Nobody knows who he is. They could have injected a record onto him. Something they could use. And he was supposed to be the nominee. They got stuck with her. Within 24 hours, she went and locked up all the delegates' votes. Even Black Lives Matter tried to stop her. They came out specifically against her. Got almost no attention. I made a big deal out of it because it was a big deal. Do you want to run with that if you're a tier one candidate in the Democrat Party? You've got a great future. Donald Trump should be gone in 4 years. Gavin Newsom, who normally won't go away, he's like a fly on a pile of dung. Where has he been for weeks? You seen him? AWOL. He doesn't even want his name thrown in there. What about Andy Beshears, one of their bright lights? I mean, this is a Democratic win in Kentucky. He's the governor. Young, attractive, everything that Tim Walz isn't. Where's Beshear? I was like, yesterday I was sitting here, I was like, you know, I don't know where Beshear is. That's weird. And I went, look, he quietly dropped out 2 weeks ago. He's busy. What about Greg? Because he could have really helped her in the Midwest because he's normal. What about Greg? Or appears to be. What about Gretchen Whitmer? Wow, they really needed her. White woman, attractive, manages to win in Michigan right now. Where's she? Oh, she says she has to finish her term. She's kind of busy. Weird, because she wasn't kind of busy a couple weeks ago when she sent teams to begin lobbying delegates on her behalf when they thought there was going to be a Blitz primary. Sure wasn't interested in finishing her term then. Just now, though. Now, sorry, bowing out, gotta go. Yeah, I'm with Roy over here. Mark Kelly? Poof. Have you noticed he disappeared as soon as Biden endorsed Kamala? Yeah, I would too. He's got a good political resume. He's an astronaut, right? I mean, we know he's just another Marxist, but the American people don't. He's tier one. He's gone. Just bye-bye. They all ran. And folks, they know, they've Oppo researched Tim Walz. They know he's a disaster. They do. She had to go with him anyway, even though his video clips and her video clips are awful. Because she couldn't get anybody else. I mean, at this, if you don't get Tim Walz, you're going to have to start dipping into, hey, I'm going to pick a mayor. Take a listen. This is that. If you want 10 seconds on who Tim Walz is, this does it.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
That's it. All Donald Trump has to do is stick to the teleprompter, play that. That's all we got to do. And that doesn't, I mean, the rest of his record. Here's Tim. You know what? This, you only need 7 seconds on immigration. What do you think about the wall, Tim?
Thing, you know, he talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory.
Cool. We're done. They Oppo researched all this. This is a disaster. But in the end, they couldn't get anyone else. Folks, do you know how bad this guy is? This guy, do you remember how Bernie Sanders honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union? Because he's a communist. They like to make pilgrimages there to fantasize about what it would be like to have total power. Listen to this. Tim Walz traveled to communist China every year from 1996 until at least 2003 after receiving a special work visa from the Chinese government. And he later, God, just like Bernie Sanders, later honeymooned in China, continuing his infatuation with the communist dictatorship. Folks, the choice is obvious and simple. Burn America to the ground or turn it around. That's what Tim Walz represents.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
And his wife is nuts. This is her on Criminals. You deserve a new chance every single day. Look, we all get mad sometimes. Sometimes you just want to hit other people over the head and you got to get it out. But tomorrow is a new day. And you can always start afresh and try really hard not to commit crime. But she got those crazy eyes. This woman, oh my gosh. This is a woman who opened the window so she could smell the tires burning during the BLM riots. And you know what the burning smell was? Other people's businesses, 1,500 of them, burnt, looted, and destroyed. $500 million worth of damage. And she opened the window because she liked the smell.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
If you're a criminal, here's how many chances you should get to not burn down 1,500 or more buildings, according to Gwen Walls, his wife.
And having a chance every day. Like, how many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
I, you know, honestly, I would like a chance every day to rob a bank. Like, just one. And look, I'm a good person. I'd stop after 15, 20 days. I'd probably have what I need. All right, maybe 30 days. Okay, folks, do you realize how bad this is? Governor Tim Walz deliberately waited an additional 24 hours to sign an executive order to send the National Guard into St. Paul, letting the George Floyd rioters burn down the police station, 1,500 businesses looted, burned, or destroyed. Square miles of blocks of total destruction look like Beirut after the bombing. And as the businesses smoldered, Walls visited the scene of the destruction. He had wrought and wrote "Justice Now" on the sidewalk in chalk. Oh, these two are perfect together. And you know what she was doing? She was getting tens of millions of dollars, Kamala was, in donations for the fund to bail these people out so they could burn more businesses. In other words, have more chances, as Gwen Wall explained.
And having a chance every day. Like, how many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
But not her, though. She likes to smell people's businesses burning and in riots. She said that. So she just puts the window down. Folks, you know what these people need? They need a nomination for a mental institution. They should never be in power anywhere. Folks, the choice is obvious and simple. Burn America to the ground or turn it around. That's what Tim Walz represents.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
And his wife is nuts. This is her on Criminals. You deserve a new chance every single day. Look, we all get mad sometimes. Sometimes you just want to hit other people over the head and you got to get it out. But tomorrow is a new day. And you can always start afresh and try really hard not to commit crime. But she got those crazy eyes. This woman, oh my gosh. This is a woman who opened the windows so she could smell the tires burning during the BLM riots. And you know what the burning smell was? Other people's businesses. 1,500 of them burnt, looted, and destroyed. $500 million worth of damage. And she opened the window because she liked the smell.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
If you're a criminal, here's how many chances you should get to not burn down 1,500 or more buildings, according to Gwen Walls, his wife.
And having a chance every day. Like, how many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
which doesn't really please those law and order people. I, you know, honestly, I would like a chance every day to rob a bank, like just one. And look, I'm a good person. I'd stop after 15, 20 days. I'd probably have what I need. All right, maybe 30 days. Okay, folks, do you realize how bad this is? Governor Tim Walz deliberately waited an additional 24 hours to sign an executive order to send the National Guard into St. Paul, letting the George Floyd rioters burn down the police station, 1,500 businesses looted, burned, or destroyed. Square miles of blocks of total destruction looked like Beirut after the bombing. And as the businesses smoldered, Walz visited the scene of the destruction. He had wrought and wrote "Justice Now" on the sidewalk in chalk. Oh, these two are perfect together. And you know what she was doing? She was getting tens of millions of dollars, Kamala was, in donations for the fund to bail these people out so they could burn more businesses. In other words, have more chances, as Gwen Wall explained.
And having a chance every day. Like, how many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
Which doesn't really please those law and order people, but not her, though. She likes to smell people's businesses burning and in riots. She said that. So she just puts the window down. Folks, you know what these people need? They need a nomination for a mental institution. They should never be in power anywhere.